It's 7B Breakfast with all thanks to Young's Veggie Shed on the Bass Highway in Camdale. We'll call him the battery man this week, talking about all things battery technology. It's Adrian Luke from DMS Energy for this week's Power Savers. Good morning to you, mates.
Good morning, Lee. But, you know, we've gnashed our teeth for quite a long time here on Power Savers in regards to the battery storage. It's not quite there yet, you know, in some areas. Look, we mainly use gel lead acid batteries called SunGel Ultra from Battery Energy Australia for our off-grids. Now, these guys are an Australian battery manufacturer who make one of the best lead-acid batteries on the market. And as good as reliable these batteries are, the actual chemistry of lead-acid batteries has its limitations.
Yeah, and the experience I've had, lead batteries, they're big and bulky, so they do take up a lot of space. They literally weigh an absolute ton or tons if you've got enough of them.
That's right, lead, heavy stuff. We also cannot draw them all the way down without severely impacting on their serviceable lifespan. So this means to service, say, a client's 10 kilowatt-hour energy storage requirement, I would have to use at least a 20 kilowatt-hour battery.
And then we have lithium batteries.
That's right. And so we use these for on-grid hybrid systems, and we use the LG and soon the SolarEdge batteries. Lithium batteries have proven to be a brilliant traction battery, and by that I mean storing energy for electric vehicles, bikes, and all our handheld devices such as mobile phones. Hasn't proved to be the greatest stationary battery for homes in some circumstances. They haven't lasted as well as expected. They were touted as being able to be virtually completely depleted every day and more than one time a day, whereas I would never want to take a lead acid past its 50% state of discharge. Lithiums, on paper, I can apparently smash 90% out of them whenever I wanted. The hyperbole hasn't been met. The lithium batteries suffer less than lead acid from constant heavy discharging, but suffer they still do. Plus, they're an electronic heavy battery product, and these electronics have also proven to be an Achilles heel as well.
It's almost as though we need some sort of battery technology to sit between the lead acid and lithium.
And I think you're dead right there, Lee, and we might have found it. Early days, but it does look promising. So this product is called the Gelion Zinc Bromide Battery, and it might be the technology we need for the stationary batteries for homes and off-grids and things like that. Now, some avid listeners may have heard us mention zinc bromide batteries before, and you're correct. We've recently installed a lot of red flow zinc bromide flow batteries up at the Vale near Sheffield. Now, these are a flow battery, and these work with pumps to lay down and extract zinc out of the zinc bromide solution to charge and discharge the batteries. A very clever battery with various pros and cons, but it goes without saying we're a fan of these batteries. But the Gelion zinc bromide batteries are another Australian first, and there are no moving parts in this battery. It can be completely discharged with zero ill effects, though, to be fair, Lou, I've heard this before.
Mm-hmm.
It will work fine up to 50 degrees Celsius, which is most batteries really start to struggle around that 30 to 40 degree mark. Non-toxic, so that's better than lithium and lead acid for a start. You know, lead's poisonous and there's some nasty stuff in lithium.
Are they recyclable?
98% recyclable, which is miles ahead of lithium.
That's
lead's
good.
Actually very recyclable, but lithium is proven to be a headache to dispose of. This is pretty cool. The Gelion zinc bromide batteries cannot catch fire ever, which is better than lead acid, which can have a hydrogen explosion if overcharged. Lithium, which can have thermal runaways, which are absolutely frightening events, is essentially it can be an inextinguishable fire. Look, they're being reported, the Gelion battery, as being a very robust technology and abuse tolerant, so that's going to put it miles ahead of both lead acid and lithium, which, to be fair, a little bit soft around the edges. It's going to follow the same form factor as lead acid batteries, so they're going to be the similar size, similar sort of look, but they're only going to be half the weight, Lee.
So those listening this morning probably aren't aware, who are Gelion?
So this is pretty cool. So they were founded in April 2015 by Professor Thomas Maschmeyer, I'm hoping that's how we pronounce his name, as a spin-out from the University of Sydney's Gelion Technologies. So these guys are innovators and inventors of cutting-edge technology, but they're not manufacturers, Lee. So this is where it gets a bit exciting. Now, as they're going to follow the same form factor as lead-acid batteries, and by this I mean they'll be in similar cases using similar negative and positive pole layouts, and so this means they'll suit all our conventional battery products like Victron and all the rest of it. Gelion, to achieve the production requirements for funding and just pure necessity, have teamed up with Battery Energy Australia. And you might have heard us, we talked about them a little while ago.
Yes, indeed.
And they are converting one of their production lines over to manufacturing this innovative battery product.
Now, you were telling me before we went to air this morning, you're very excited at DMS Energy because you've already partnered with Battery Energy Australia and you'll be involved in testing the product's sustainability for our Tasmanian conditions.
That's right, mate. Look, we've had a long history with Battery Energy Australia and we have some massive projects with them. But we need to know, is it going to be suitable for Tasmania? We know it performs well under hot conditions, but how will it perform in our cold conditions? Will the cold lower the battery's capacity? How will it perform under high current draw and high charging rates? How long will the product last even? While we have the theoretical answers to these questions, what will be the proof in the pudding is real-world application and testing.
And this is where DMS Energy has it over most renewable energy providers in this state.
That's right, mate, because we have active testing sites right across Tasmania where we flog the pants off the gear before we send it to market. This is also the most fun part of our job, Lee, is when we have new products arrive, it's like an episode of Mythbusters in the workshop. We hope to get our hands on the first batteries, the July-on batteries, in quarter one in 2022. So that's not far away. I must say I have high hopes for this product, as we need some other battery technology to fill the gap between lead acid and lithium, and hopefully the July-on zinc bromide battery is it.
So let's get down to the bottom line. What about the cost?
This is the million-dollar question, isn't it? I hope it's not $1 million, but anyway. We do not have any pricing as yet, but July-on have mentioned they hope to get the cost down to $100 per kilowatt-hour of storage. Now, to be fair, this will be for megawatt commercial-scale projects, but currently for domestic lithium home storage, we're looking at around $1,000 per kilowatt-hour of storage in costs. So if the actual figure falls anywhere between $100 and $1,000 per kilowatt-hour, it's going to be a win-win for the end user.
So it makes sense it'll be a lower cost.
That's right, because it's using low-cost, readily available raw materials, and it's also using a tried-and-tested, mature manufacturing techniques, I mean, they can lead-acid batteries for like 200 years. So it has to be better priced than lead-acid and lithium. Simply, the stuff that's in this battery is readily available and dirt cheap. So let's watch this space as we've been led down meandering paths to dead ends before with emerging battery technologies. But I will say this particular product ticks a lot of boxes and is Australian.
Now, if you've got an inquiry about batteries or anything else we discuss on Power Savers this week, where do we find you at DMS Energy?
See us at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton, or if you want to give us a call, have a yaffle, it's 1300 502 599, or we've got our website, all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au. But a really good way of starting a conversation with us is on social media, so have a look for us on Facebook.
Of course, you do travel right across the northwest coast. Adrian Luke from DMS Energy and other Power Savers, you have a great day and a great week, and we'll talk some more after 8:30 next Monday.
Thanks.